following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and a very good evening to you. We welcome you to Wax Arena on the campus of Northern State University in Aberdeen as we bring you opening round coverage of the 2022 edition of the Boys State B Basketball Tournament on KPLO. We have a doubleheader for you this evening. First up, it will be the Lower Merle Sioux taking on the Castlewood Warriors. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO is also brought to you by Ponsonby State Farm, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, May Adam, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of the opening round of the Boys State B Basketball Tournament is also brought to you by the folks at the Golden Buffalo, the First Dakota National Bank of Chamberlain, Fiery Brothers, Chamberlain Ready Mix, KPI Insurance, the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe Wildlife Fish and Recreation, and by the KWO Trading Post. John Neff is our technical director back at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters alongside Dustin Stortzum. I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for our opening round coverage of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament. Dustin, wild atmosphere here this afternoon as Potter County was able to get a win over Aberdeen Christian. They moved to the night bracket as well.
Yeah, a huge win for Potter County. They actually get their revenge on Aberdeen Christian. Aberdeen Christian beat them earlier in the season. That was Potter County's only loss on the year, Darren, and they're able to get revenge. They shot the ball really well from deep today. They hit their free throws down the stretch. We watched a lot of that game, and nobody was hitting shots from the free throw line in that first half. Potter County was able to settle down and hit from the charity stripe, and that's one of the big reasons why they're going to be playing in the night game tomorrow.
You bet. Hopefully we have two more teams that move into the night bracket as we look forward here. Lower Brule putting together a very good season. They set at 20-3. They beefed their schedule up, took on a lot of Class A schools in some of the classics throughout the state. Not only did they win the L&I, we'll talk about that as we go through the broadcast here this evening, but this Lower Brule Ball Club, they took on all comers and won most of their games.
Yeah, a really good team this season coming in to the state tournament with a pretty solid record at 20-3. They score the basketball at will, shooting 52%. From the floor, and those are pretty good numbers as a team, and they're hitting on all strides coming into this ball game tonight.
Three losses on the season for Lower Brule. Lost to Clark Willow Lake, a very solid ball club from the eastern part of the state. Another Class A school, Lakota Tech, a team that's in the State A tournament, lost to them by 6, and also a loss by 1, their final regular season game, to another team that's in the state tournament, the State A tournament, and that is Sioux Valley. That speaks well for not only how Lower Brule built their schedule this year, but how they matched up against them.
Yeah, I mean, you're certainly right, and their resume is looking really good. They're playing good basketball down the stretch, pretty much dominating their way through regionals and through the SODAC 16, and that's the reason they're here right now.
They take on a Castlewood Warrior Ball Club, 17-6 on the season. Are the Warriors, Warriors coming into the State A tournament or State B tournament as the number 7 overall seed, victories over Arlington and Woolsey, Wessington in the region bracket, and then Burke in the SODAC 16. Castlewood, a ball club that looks, anyway, as we'll have to get up to speed on them as they go, but Dustin, they look like they're a solid ball club too.
Yeah, ever since that loss against DeSmit on February 7th, I mean, it was a big loss, 77-34. They've won out, and they looked good in region. They had a four-point win there to advance to the SODAC 16 and then dominated Burke from start to finish. So it'll be interesting to see this Castlewood team. They've got, what, three players averaging double figures, so they're moving the ball around, and then their fourth player is averaging 8.2 points a game. So they're feeding the ball around the perimeter and getting a lot of guys involved.
Crowd starting to fill in. The second game that we have for you this evening, the matchup between Freeman Academy, Marion, and White River. We expect a near-capacity crowd at the Barnett Center as we go through the evening here tonight. And we're glad you're joining us for our coverage of regional high school basketball. This is the pregame show brought to you by the folks at Ponsonby State Farm Insurance. And after we take a 3-minute break, we'll come back. We'll recap what happened this afternoon at all three state tournaments going on across the state of South Dakota. We will also set up the action for this evening. We'll do that and more as pregame continues on KPLO.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Ponsonby State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Ponsonby State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2022 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, and planters, they can handle it all. So schedule your appointment today at Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer. Power and precision to grow.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Back here in Aberdeen as we get ready for our first matchup of two on KPLO this evening. The matchup first between Lower Brule and Castlewood. Other games from the B tournament this afternoon. As expected, top seed DeSmet, they take care of business, knocking off Wall Bay Summit 60-28, the final score in that ball game. Potter County, as we mentioned earlier, win over Aberdeen Christian 63-48 was the final score in that game. As Potter County moves on, they will play in the semifinals tomorrow night, the early game against DeSmet. Lower Brule versus Castlewood, the first game we'll have for you this evening. White River versus Freeman Academy. Marion will cap off the schedule of action on the first day of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament. The A Tournament is going on in Rapid City, and games played this afternoon as we quickly look at the statistics. The Dakota Valley, they knock off Sioux Falls Christian 62-56, the final score in that ball game. Flandreau moves into the championship side of the bracket as well. They knock off Groton 50-36 in the final in that ball game. Two matchups from the A tournament this evening. St. Thomas More from Rapid City takes on Lakota Tech, who is playing in their first state tournament. That is the 6 o'clock Mountain Time tip-off. Winner, the number 3 overall seed in the State A, they take on Sioux Valley to close out the day in Rapid City. The AA tournament going on in Sioux Falls, and the scores that we had this afternoon. We click here quickly the matchup. Sioux Falls Roosevelt, the number one seed, knocking off Yankton. 57-49, the final in that ball game. Harrisburg knocks off Mitchell in triple overtime, 78-77. It's the final score in that ball game. The AA tournament this evening at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. Sioux Falls O'Gorman taking on Sioux Falls Lincoln. Sioux Falls Washington taking on Sioux Falls Jefferson. Those are the games that are going on at the AA tournament here today. We had the opportunity earlier to talk to head coach Brian LaRoche of the Lower Brule Sioux. It will be our Keys to Success segment. That is coming up next. Let's take a three-minute break and return. Coverage of regional high school basketball, the boys' State B basketball tournament. They continue on KPLO.
Let's celebrate. What a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec. And follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Congratulations to the Lower Brule Sioux Boys basketball team on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. Everyone at the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe Wildlife, Fish, and Recreation is proud of your accomplishments this season and wish you the best of luck in the Boys Class B state tournament. Play hard and make them proud, boys, from your fans at the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe Wildlife, Fish, and Recreation.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Roche and Lower Brule Sioux, 20-3 coming into the state tournament. You guys have put together a very nice year.
Yeah, tough schedule. I like the way we got some good classics in there, and you know, tough us up for the, you know, the good run that we're going to try to make here. So yeah.
Yep, take on a lot of Class A schools on that beefed up schedule, and you've been able to get some wins here and there. And I'll tell you what, you got a lot of people's attention in December and January with the way you played back then, and you continue to play well.
Yeah, I mean, start out, you know, playing a good team, you know, a good White River team, you know, and it was a good game back early December, and It was one of those deals. We know where we're at, and you know, we set a goal in every year, and last year was make it to state. This year is try to win the state, you know. So, you know, I'm very excited for the kids. They're, you know, really excited to be here and, you know, try to make that run.
Nice part about being in this tournament for 2 years in a row is that the kids that you have been part of your program. So they were here last year, so they kind of understand the ins and outs of it. I always think for a team that hasn't been to the state tournament before, Thursday is such a wide eye-opening experience. Sometimes it's difficult to focus on playing basketball, but you guys should be locked in and ready to roll.
Yeah, I mean, last year, you know, we end up, it was an eye-opener for sure, you know, playing the number one team. And, you know, now we know what to expect. And, you know, getting here, now we're, you know, comfortable. And like you said, playing in those big courts and those big gyms, you know, used to that now. So it was a good experience with the Class A school. Man, there was some tough, you know, competition out there. And, you know, our boys did very well against them. And I like the way we play, you know.
Yeah, it should be a fun matchup against Castlewood, 17-6 as they come in. But again, when you get to a state tournament, it's not necessarily as much worrying about what they do as worrying about what you do. If you do things well, you're going to be all right. Everybody's good here, so you don't really have to adjust much. You just play your game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you hit that number. I mean, we're just going to keep continuing what we're doing and see how long we could go, you know. So I'm very excited for the, you know, the matchup and the team. Like you said, they could play, and I'm really excited for the boys, how they're going to show up. You know, you never know, you know, pregame, and, you know, so you get them prepared for this moment and everything, and you want them to show out, and it's all about those kids, you know. So
matchup, really a situation here where you want to be able to hit shots early. They have a little bit of size, but when you play the Class A schedule and those tougher opponents, which really I think has helped you a ton, but when you play them taller opponents, you kind of learn how to play them, even though you give up a little bit of size.
Yeah, it was always that you got a big guy that's a mismatch. While that big guy has to guard our small guy, that's a mismatch. That's how we look at it nowadays, and it works out to our advantage with them trying to bring them outside. We put a lot of teams to zone, and that's really nice to put them in a zone. You know, we create off the dribble, you know, and I think every team sees that. And, you know, we just got to learn how to keep – that's why we move the ball very well, and because of the zone. So I like the way we're playing right now.
All right, Coach, best of luck today, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
All right, Brian LaRoche, head coach of the Lower Brule Sioux. Our Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam. And we'll have more as pregame continues. We're back in 3 minutes on KPMO.
The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is a proud sponsor of Lower Brule Sioux boys basketball. Congratulations on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is the place to stop for fuel. Need a snack? They've got that. And pick up some hot food items from the kitchen Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. That's the KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. Play hard and make us proud, boys.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in South Dakota. This is sportsmanship. School sports is not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
At your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, with Earn and Get on Mondays, Two Tier Tuesdays, Lucky Levels on Wednesdays, and 50-for-50 on Thursdays. Check us out on Facebook and find details on these events. Earn points to win with us, your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino, where we can't wait to see you.
Let's celebrate. What a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it. Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
Aberdeen's pregame continues. We get ready for this opening round game of the State B-Boys basketball tournament as Lower Brule gets set to take on Castlewood. We're joined by Dustin Stortsom. And Dustin, you look at this ball game. Castlewood comes in 17-6. Lower Brule comes in at 20-3. You'd say, okay, mismatch maybe. But Castlewood has put together a very nice year.
Yeah, they put together a really nice year, and you know, I'm taking a look at the stats. This is my first time seeing Castlewood. I've only been in the state of South Dakota for a couple months, but you know, taking a look at Castlewood, they've got 5 players who can score the ball. You don't really have, I mean, Tristan Nielsen, he's averaging 13.6 a game, 39% from the floor. But he's a guy that wants to get to the free throw line. His free throw percentage, 91%. That is unheard of in high school basketball. 91% is very solid. But like I said, you have 5 starters here, and any of these guys can score the ball. I don't think it's as big of a mismatch as some people are thinking coming into this.
But you look at Castlewood, a team that is making their first state tournament appearance since 2012. How do you approach things? If you're coaching Castlewood, how do you approach things? How do you get these kids focused and ready to go for what is going to be a 3-day adventure?
You know, I think you mentioned it in the Potter County game is you've got to work to that first media timeout, and you've got to keep it close because Utah's Lower Brule is they've been here before. They've been here before, and
they were here last year.
They were here last year, and so they know what's coming. A lot of these guys back on the team, they know how this environment is, and they play Class A schools, which means that they're playing in bigger environments anyways. So for Castlewood, I think in this one, take it second by second up until the that media timeout and see where you're at.
We get ready for pregame festivities down on the field, so we will pause. Starting lineups are next from the State B Boys Basketball Tournament on KPLO.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Congratulations to the Lower Brule Sioux Boys basketball team on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. Everyone at the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe Wildlife, Fish, and Recreation is proud of your accomplishments this season and wish you the best of luck in the Boys Class B State Tournament. Play hard and make them proud, boys, from your fans at the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe Wildlife, Fish, and Recreation.
The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is a proud sponsor of Lower Brule Sioux Boys Basketball. Congratulations on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is the place to stop for fuel. Need a snack? They've got that. And pick up some hot food items from the kitchen Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. That's the KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. Play hard and make us proud, boys.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Every Saturday. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is the pick a prize drawings. Hot seat winners will pick a prize ranging from $100 up to $500. Drawings start at 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. with two winners at 11 p.m. $2,000 in cash will be given away. Follow us on Facebook or visit thegoldenbuffalocasino.com for more details. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino, where we can't wait to see you. Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2022 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and run a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, and planters, they can handle it all. So schedule your appointment today at Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer. Power and precision to grow.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, we are KPLO 94.5 FM, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5 FM in Pierfort, Pier. We're K263AW. You booze, you cruise, you lose. Dustin Storksom alongside. I'm Darren Boyle. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters. Time for starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. The starters for Castlewood first at one guard, Tristan Nielsen, the 6-foot senior leading scorer for the Warriors. He averages 14 points per game. The other guard is Lane Tweed. He is a 6-foot sophomore that scores 12 points a game. Forwards are Carson Kerwin, a 6'3 junior who scores 13 points a contest for Castlewood. The other forward, Jackson Schofield. He is a sophomore at 6'3, and he averages 8 points a ball game. 8 points a ball game scored by the starting center for the Warriors as well. Byron Lowy is a 6'7 freshman, and again, he averages 8 points a game for Castlewood. The Warriors enter the contest with an overall record of 17-6, and the head coach of the Castlewood Warriors is Mike Fion. For the Lower Brule Sioux, they will start at one guard, Brian LaRoche Jr., a 6'1 junior. He averages 16 points a ball game. Lane Gray is the other guard, the 5'11 freshman, in double figures, 10 points per ball game. Leading scorer for Lower Brule is Keisham Thai, the 6'2 senior. He averages 19 points per ball game. Ellen Londo, a 6'2 junior, also at a forward. He will start, or he averages 10 points a ball game, as does Gavin Thai, who will complete the lineup for Lower Brule. He is a 5'11 junior. The Roshan Gray, the guards, Thigh, Londo, and Thigh, the forwards for the Lower Brule Sioux, who enter the contest with an overall record of 20-3. The head coach of Lower Brule is Brian LaRoche. And we get ready for this ball game. And again, Dustin, you look at things. I mean, I think you earlier when you mentioned you got to be able to get to that media timeout. You've got to be able to put points on the board. The other thing that you cannot do, either one of these teams, you don't want to test your bench in a state tournament on Thursday. You've got to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, I mean, you're certainly right, and we've seen some foul trouble in that game with Potter County. And the thing about Potter County, they're a little different than these two teams, is they really have two options, and then we've seen a third option in Drake Bassett today. But, yeah, you're certainly right. If you're either of these teams, you do not want to get in foul trouble early and go to the bench. You want to put it all out here in the opening round and find a way to survive in advance.
We forgot to mention, we should mention, the announcement of our game officials is brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials for this first matchup of the evening session of the opening round of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament, Jordan Gow, Darren Lorenz, and Shane Gottlob. The announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. The broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you that snow means slow. Our tip-off is brought to you by Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Oklahoma. Come in for an oil change or major service, or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins, and they treat you like family. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com. And anybody driving through the lot at Darren Boyle Sales right now sending me a picture wanting to know if equipment is free, it is not, just because I am in Aberdeen. We get set to tip off here. Castlewood, dressed in the road blue. Lower Brule, the number two seed coming into this state B-Boys basketball tournament in the home whites. As they exchange pleasantries at center court, we'll get this ball game underway. And, Dustin, this should be a fun, fun matchup here this evening. And, again, the matchup between White River and Freeman Academy Marion will be our nightcap this evening. We will see two of Central South Dakota's best go to work here this evening. Dip is controlled by Castlewood. The Warriors will work first. Nielsen with the basketball. Lane Tweet right side. Bullet pass inside. They go to Byron Lowy. Inside ball knocked away and stolen. Turnover Castlewood. Here is Lower Brule in a hurry. To the rim. Layup good. Keyshawn Thigh, a player making plays here in the early going. He'll score the two, and Lower Brule with a turnover. Up the floor it comes. The Sioux inside ball knocked away and stolen. It's out of bounds. It will remain with Lower Brule, and boy, that's how you start a ball game.
Well, you know, and a good job by Castlewood to knock that ball out of bounds, because Lower Brule is about to go up 4-0 here in the first, 30 seconds of the ball game.
Lower Brule will inbound baseline right as they put the ball into the hands of Ellen Londo as they work around the perimeter, and a whistle and an illegal screen is going to be called on Lower Brule. Their first turnover, and it will be on Keisham Thigh, the 6'2 senior, with his first personal foul. And those are the things that if you're a head coach like Brian LaRoche, you cannot have is illegal screens that result in fouls that add up for your starters.
Yeah, you're certainly right. And senseless fouls right there is Castlewood having some trouble controlling the basketball right now, Darren.
Half-court trap being used by Lower Brule, and again, they'll force a turnover. That is three now on the Warriors. Up the floor, Thigh to the rim. Shot is good. Keyshawn Thigh scoring the two. And a quick start for Lower Brule. They lead by a 4-0 score. Another turnover. Ellen Londo with the steal, and then it's stolen right back. Now Castlewood has numbers. They get to the rim and overpass, and the ball knocked away and stolen. Turnovers are adding up. It is a 4-0 lead for Lower Brule. The Sioux with two turnovers. Castlewood with four if you're scoring at home. And now a foul out front. And it's going to be whistled on Castlewood. Lane Tweet with the personal. That will be his first and the first team foul on the Castlewood Warriors.
Yeah, Schofield on the other end. He's got to take that to the rim himself. He had a good look to maybe draw some contact and get a basket. You got to take that shot.
Lob inside. Lower Brule trying to put the shot up. Ellen Londo has the shot blocked, but he'll get his own rebound. He'll send it back out. attacking the rim. Pass inside. It's Londo again. Shot is good. Lane Gray drops the dime, and Lower Brule off to a nice start as they lead by a 6-0 score. 6:20 remains opening quarter, and a Castlewood three may have been partially blocked. They say no, though. Boy, how do you miss it that bad if it wasn't tipped? Break for Lower Brule, and they'll take it here as they're going to wind up with the basketball. Lane Tweet was saying, hey, somebody tipped that because he missed it by a long way.
It looked tipped from up here, but the referees have a better view than we do.
The Lower Brule brings it across half court. Castlewood will set up in a man-to-man with a defensive look this time as the Sioux will work to the right side. Brian LaRoche back to the top of the key. Ellen Londo. Elwin on the drive as they isolate out front. He's matched up on the 6-7 Byron Lowy, and he will get to the rim, and he's going to be called for a travel.
Yep. Went with the spin move and took one too many steps there for the travel. A break here for Castlewood.
But that's a matchup that Lower Brule has to think they could win. If they're going to get Lowy that far away from the basket, they should be able to attack the rim. Now Castlewood loses the basketball out of bounds, and maybe a little bit of a payback call there as Castlewood could well keep possession as it looked like it went off the leg of Lane Tweet. Now Castlewood will inbound it from the left side of the key with 30 on the shot clock and 5:52 remaining in the opening quarter. And Castlewood will put the ball in play. Around the perimeter, and a whistle and a travel. And that's five turnovers on Castlewood. And you're a team that hasn't been in a state tournament for 10 years. They did a lot to get here, but you can't turn the ball over that much. And especially an unforced error like that was, that is five turnovers on Castlewood in the first two-plus minutes of this opening quarter.
They haven't even had a good look at the basket yet, Darren.
Inside, Lower Brule trying to force. The ball pinballs around. It is off Lower Brule and out of bounds. And a good call there. Keisham Thigh lost it off his leg and out of bounds. And this really has been a up-and-down paced affair with a lot of turnovers. Five turnovers for Castlewood, four for Lower Brule here in the early going. Lower Brule does work with the lead. Thigh with the turnover. He'll force it. Goes to the rim. Shot is no good. He forced the turnover. The layup didn't go. And here is Castlewood the other way. Lowy inside. Ball is tipped. It's stolen again. Lower Brule will come away with it. And up the floor we come in a hurry. Bound pass across the lane. Faking, firing, scoring. That is Lane Gray. 8-0 Lower Brule. As we work to the 5-minute mark of the opening quarter, pressure in the backcourt. Castlewood will finally cross the time stripe as they settle in. Here's Jackson Schofield on the drive. Shot is up. No good. Lowy tries to follow. Cannot. Lower Brule saves it. Lowy with a point-blank shot inside. He'll score the two, and Castlewood is on the board at the 4:47 mark of the opening quarter. It is an 8-0 lead, or 8-2 lead, pardon me, for Lower Brule.
Lowy's got to get more physical down low for Castlewood.
That's the advantage for Castlewood, no question about it, at 6'7", much taller than anybody that Lower Brule can put on the floor. Here are the Sioux as they work to the corner into the hands of Brian LaRoche Jr. Back out front, Thigh, as they work the perimeter. Now operating is Lane Gray. 3 seconds, two. Shot clock winding down. A three taken. That is up by Gavin Thigh, and it's no good. Castlewood with a defensive stop. They get the rebound, and up the floor they come. It is Booker Schooley in the contest, and they send it baseline. Shot is up good. Putting it in there, Jackson Schofield. So Castlewood with back-to-back buckets. They have cut the deficit in half now. An 8-4 score. We work in the bottom half of this opening quarter. Keisham Thigh driving. Baseline right. The pull-up jumper is good. You give him that kind of space, he's going to be able to knock down those jumpers. He's been doing it for years at the varsity level. And now Castlewood breaks pressure again. Ball is stolen away, but a foul called on Lower Brule.
That's exactly what I was talking about earlier. He needed to get more physical. He gets to the low block and is now going to the free throw line for two shots. He's got the advantage down low. This needs to be his game for Castlewood.
And it's the first time that Castlewood used a long pass to break pressure. Yep. The media timeout is upon us with 3:32 remaining in the opening quarter. It is Lower Brule 10, Castlewood 4. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986. Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Brought to you by Agtegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Our first free throws of the night. Byron Ornawi, a 6'7 freshman, to the line to shoot two. He'll put the first one up and good. 10-5 is our score as Lower Brule leads Castlewood as we operate in the opening quarter of this opening round matchup for both of these teams in the State B Boys Basketball Tournament. Lowy put the second free throw up and good. And it is a four-point ball game as Lower Brule brings the basketball across half court. Brian LaRoche Jr. with the crossover, the step back. The jumper is short. Rebound Castlewood. And the Warriors have withstood the storm and are right back in this ball game as Tristan Nielsen brings it across half court. He'll go to the rim and score the two.
They've settled in now, Darren.
Settled in very well, and it's a two-point ball game at 10-8. Keisham Thigh with the three ball. That is no good, and a rebound and a foul is going to go on Lower Brule. Brian LaRoche goes to the rim and tries to keep that offensive rebound alive, and LaRoche Jr. picks up his first personal foul. And it's the second team foul for Lower Brule, and again, the Sioux. Setting with full court pressure, Castlewood will handle as they get it across half court. Ball knocked away for a moment, but Gavin Elwin Londo got a hand on it, but he was out of bounds, so the ball will remain with Castlewood. They get it across half court, and with 26 on the shot clock as they reset things, Castlewood will put the basketball in play. 2:54 remains in the opening quarter, a two-point ball game. Lower Brule had a nice lead early, but Castlewood has been able to put together a run and come right back. Here are the Warriors inside on the drive, sending it to the corner. Brooker Schooley back out front and to the perimeter. Here is Lane Tweed. He'll fire the deep ball. It's up no good, but the offensive rebound there. Kristen Nielsen puts it up and in, and he has scored back-to-back buckets, and we are tied at 10-all.
Man, weathered the storm to begin things after five quick turnovers. This game's tied. Are you kidding me?
Lower Brule with it as they work out front. Gavin Thigh on the drive. Ball knocked away. Castlewood has it. Will they get their first lead of the ball game? No. Oh. Missing the layup. Booker Schooley. And now we're going to have a foul in the backcourt on Castlewood as we'll walk the other way. Foul on the Warriors will be whistled on the junior Booker Schooley.
Just an unfortunate turn of events there for Castlewood. You had a wide open layup that you brick, and then basically a senseless foul there with 2:11 to play in the opening quarter.
Quincy Thu checking into the ball game. He will check in as checking out will be Byron Lowy. Also checking into the ball game number 21, Joe Decker for the Castlewood Warriors. They have not used full court pressure as of yet. Lower Brule will slowly bring it across the time stripe as the point guard, Brian LaRoche Jr., will put the ball into the hands of Keisham Thigh, who fires the deep ball. Shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down. Quincy Thu with the defensive rebound. Now pressure in the backcourt. Nielsen with a long pass crosses half court. They just beat a 10-second count there as Nielsen will work out front. 19 on the shot clock. To the corner it comes. This is Thu as they go down low and around the perimeter on the right side. A three taken. That rims in and out. No good. Offensive rebound, Castlewood. They'll send it back out. Thu, right corner, or left corner, back out front. Castlewood Playing catch in the perimeter will send it back to the top of the key and around and into the hands of their leading scorer, Tristan Nielsen. High post pass and to the corner. Another three taken. That's up no good. Another backside rebound for Castlewood and another second chance opportunity. Back around the perimeter it comes. Quincy Thu. Back to the left side with the skip pass. Another three taken. That is up no good this time. Lower Brule will come away with the rebound. Final minute of the opening quarter, a 10-10 score. Brian LaRoche Jr. brings the basketball across half court to the corner lane. Gray. Back out to LaRoche Jr. Brian operating against the Castlewood man-to-man. He'll fake and fade left. The jumper is up and short. Rebound Tristan Nielsen. And here is Nielsen on the move to the baseline. Nice shovel pass. Shot is up good by Joe Decker, and that gives Castlewood their first lead of the ball game at 12-10. Shot clock off as Lower Brule will work for the final possession of the first half. LaRoche Jr. across half court. Gray on the left side of the key as he stands at the Northern State Woods logo, or Wolves logo. They put the ball into the hands of Keisham Thigh. With 7 seconds remaining, he'll isolate at the top. Dumps it to the corner. LaRoche Jr., three ball is short, and that is the end of quarter number one. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment. The lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 12-10. Castlewood, as we take a 60-second break and return on KPLO.
Let's celebrate. What a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Alongside Dustin Skortsum, I'm Darren Boyle. We start quarter number two. Lower Brule has the basketball. Both teams with a high turnover total, but things cleaned up, Dustin, as we went into the later bark of the second quarter.
Yeah, it certainly did. And right there, Lower Brule getting on the board quickly to start quarter number two. But, I mean, you said it right there. It really cleaned up for Castlewood.
Castlewood had six turnovers quickly. Back five in the first 2 minutes of the ballgame, but have taken better care of the ball since. They get the ball inside. Shot is up good. Back in the ballgame, Byron Lowy and the freshman with a half dozen points. It is 14-12. Castlewood with the lead. Both teams sharper here in quarter number two. Lower Brule out front. LaRoche Jr. will send it to the top of the key and into the hands of Lane Gray. Now Keisham Thigh with it. Back around the perimeter. LaRoche, three ball is offline and no good. Castlewood with the rebound. And they will work the other way. Booker Schooley, long pass up the floor. Schooley wound up with it somehow as it tipped back to him. A corner three taken. It's up no good. And then a foul. Looks like it's going to be called on Lower Brule, and it is.
Yeah.
Elwin Londo with the personal. That will be his first. And for Lower Brule, team foul number four. As Castlewood will look to put the basketball in play, Lane Tweet will trigger the inbound as they work it around to the three taken. It's up good. Lane Tweet knocks down the jumper.
Wide open look there at the top of the key after the inbounds pass. Beautiful ball movement from Castlewood on that possession.
Here's Keisham Thigh as he will drive and send it back out. Gray on the move into the hands of Elwin Londo. Shot is blocked, but Lower Brule will get the basketball. And that's what size will do for you. Byron Lowry. Controlling the paint there as he swatted it away. Lower Brule heading to the rim and a whistle. We're going to have a foul call. Gavin Thigh
was fouled. I think Thu picked up Lane Tweet with the personal. That will be his second. Team foul number three for Castlewood as Lower Brule will work here. Gavin Thigh on the move inside, losing it out of bounds. Elwin Londo. And that'll be a turnover for Lower Brule, their first of the second quarter. And don't be surprised if you don't see a timeout from Brian LaRoche early here. Trailing by five at 17-12. Castlewood's been able to do some things. Near steal, but now at the other end, a three taken. That'll rim in and out, no good. But another offensive rebound, Castlewood. Ball tipped, it's out of bounds. Well, no, it's kept alive. Warriors have it. Here's a jumper taken by Nielsen. It is up, no good. Tristan Nielsen with the miss. And Lower Brule will get the rebound as they trail by five. And now an offensive foul call. Gavin Thigh was headed up the floor. Gavin will be whistled for the push-off, and you can see that from our standpoint.
That was the easiest call of the night right there, Darren.
I mean, he extended the arm. He pushed. He cleared some space and having some words with Jordan Gao, who was not going to change his mind at this point.
No.
It'll be a turnover for Lower Brule, their seventh of the ballgame, and it will be their fifth team foul. As they work their way, Castlewood does to the bonus. Here's Quincy Thu. Back out front. Warriors will work around the perimeter. An open look for three, and it's up and good. Lane Tweet knocks it down. Back-to-back threes for the sophomore. 20-12. Castlewood by eight. And Lower Brule needs a bucket. Quick jumper. No. That's offline by Brian LaRoche Jr. And Castlewood will get the rebound up the floor and operating on the baseline. Byron Lowey, he's going to be called for a travel. And the turnover is really starting to add up as Castlewood will again go to their bench. Jackson Schofield back into the contest. But Castlewood have things rolling at this point. They trailed, what was it, 8-2, 10-2?
I mean, yeah.
As Lower Brule got off to a very good start. There were five turnovers by Castlewood in the first couple minutes of this ball game. But, boy, have the Warriors settled down, and they're playing good basketball.
It's an 18-2 run right now.
Here's a three for Lower Brule. It's up, no good. That is Trevin McBride. Picking up the loose basketball, Castlewood. They'll run. It's Nielsen to the rim. Layup is good. What a nice cross-court feed that was as Tristan Nielsen scores the two. He has a half dozen, and it is 22-12. It has been a 12-0 run here in this second quarter. Isham Thigh, baseline floater, and it's good. First points for Lower Brule in the second quarter as Thigh in double figures with 10. 22-14. Here's Castlewood. They'll attack the rim. Bad pass. It's tipped. It's stolen away. Turnover Castlewood. And here is Lower Brule as they head the other way, but they need to turn it into points. On the right side, or left side, Trevin McBride. Warriors work the perimeter. Looking for a foul. This Gavin Thigh, he's not going to get one. Not going to get the call, and we're going to have a timeout taken. This will be an official timeout, the media timeout, with 4:21 remaining in quarter number two. Castlewood 22, Lower Brule 14. And we're back in 1 minute on KPMO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today.
John Neff taking care of business at DRG Media Group's world headquarters alongside Dustin Storzum. I'm Darren Boyle. Welcome back to the Barnett Center. Quarter number two. The second quarter has belonged to the Castlewood Warriors. They lead 22-14 as the Warriors work out front. And this is a three from Tristan Nielsen. That's up and it is good. Castlewood enjoying their biggest lead of the ball game now. It's an 11-point advantage at 25-14. And here's Lower Brule. Corner three, no good. That is Lane Gray. The rebound out of bounds. And the basketball will belong to Castlewood. Trying to save it with Gavin Thigh, and he slung it all through it the entire length of this floor here at Wachs Arena.
It's a lot of iso ball right now from Lower Brule. They're not setting up an offense. They're almost slow to get down the floor, too, offensively. It's just their tempo's not right at this point in the game.
Castlewood working with the basketball on the perimeter, and they can be a little more patient here as Lower Brule chases. They're playing man-to-man here. They've quit the full-court pressure. Nielsen with a long jumper. It's up, no good. Keisham Thigh will get the rebound for Lower Brule, and the Sioux need a basket here as they work across half-court. Gavin Thigh, Keisham Thigh, corner left. Bounce pass back out front. The quick jumper taken. It's up good. Trevin McBride with the bucket. The senior scores his first two. 25-16. Lower Brule trying to work their way back. 3 minutes remain until the halftime break. Castlewood on the perimeter as things have really slowed down over the last two or three possessions for each of these teams. Around the perimeter and into the hands of Lane Tweet. Pass out front. Quincy Thu with it. He has his pocket picked. A steal by Lower Brule and up the floor. Layup good. Tripping is Gavin Thigh. He tripped on his own feet, but was able to still get the layup up and end the score of the two to take advantage of the ninth turnover of Castlewood. And Lower Brule, we knew they would have a run, and they have. It's down to a 7-point deficit of 25-18. And here are the Warriors out front. Ball trapped. It's stolen. We're going to have a foul, I believe. They're going to call a jump ball. Oh, boy, that's a break for Castlewood. Brooker Schooley had his pocket picked. And from our vantage point, committed a foul. He'll check out of the ball game. They're going to call it a jump ball, and the alternating possession will belong with Castlewood. So the Warriors will catch a break. Joe Decker back into the ball game for the Warriors. His second appearance of the first half. Yeah, we'll see.
Warriors work with it. Keegan Tweed, a 5'9 senior in the ball game as well.
Down low, Tristan Nielsen. Double covered. And he tries to throw the cross-court pass, and it catches the in line and is turned over. And again, turnover for Castlewood. That is 10 in the ball game. You just don't expect that many turnovers in the first half of a state tournament game.
Well, and somehow you're still up 7 points. I mean, that is almost unheard of. Now they got to weather the storm, though, because Lower Brule starting to get hot again from the field.
Thigh with the basketball right side. That is Keisham out front. Brian LaRoche Jr. swings it to Gavin Thigh. The three ball is money. Gavin Thigh from downtown. 25-21, a 4-point ball game. Minute 40 remains in the first half. Castlewood with it as Lower Brule picks up the defensive pace just a little bit. Up top, Tristan Nielsen, the pull-up jumper good. He's not going to miss many shots, and he has not missed many of late, as he has 11 points in the ball game, 27-21. That ends a Lower Brule scoring run. Around the perimeter and back out front. Thigh facing up the defender. He'll put it to the floor and drive. Shovel pass inside. Too hot to handle, and the ball comes into the hands of Castlewood. Nielsen will bring the basketball the other way. Swings it to the corner. Open look for three. The shot is up, no good. Rebound loose, and Lower Brule come away with it. The Sioux will try to run. LaRoche Jr. across the time stripe. Final minute of quarter number two. And here is Lower Brule as they trail by a half dozen. LaRoche Jr. thinks about the three. He'll work against Tristan Nielsen. Crossover, the shake and bake. He'll drive, gets to the rim with the reverse layup, and it's good. That's as pretty as you're going to see from Brian LaRoche Jr. His first basket to make it 27-23. About an 8-second difference for shot clock to game clock, as Castlewood will have it inside. Nearly losing it to the Warriors as they work out front. Lower Brule will extend the defense. Back around the perimeter it comes and into the hands of Nielsen. Tristan will dump it to the left side, and Tristan will get it right back. Shot clock at 10. Nielsen will operate. Bounce pass. He'll get rid of it and give it back and then fire the deep ball, and it's no good. And the ball will go out of bounds and belong to Lower Brule. So after all is said and done in this first 16 minutes of basketball, Dustin, Lower Brule, no matter how they've struggled in this second quarter, still have a chance to make it a one-possession game if they can score here.
That'd be huge, too, to go into the break after being down double digits. Here we go.
Keisham Thigh on the move to the rim, and it's swatted. The defensive play made by Castlewood's Byron Lowy ends the first half. And Castlewood will go to the locker room leading by four, 27-23. The Warriors have the lead. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierce. You can shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks at Buy Right Seat is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPMO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pier to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Congratulations to the Lower Brule Sioux Boys basketball team on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. Everyone at the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe Wildlife, Fish, and Recreation is proud of your accomplishments this season and wish you the best of luck in the Boys Class B state tournament. Play hard and make them proud, boys, from your fans at the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe Wildlife, Fish, and Recreation. The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is a proud sponsor of Lower Brule Sioux Boys Basketball. Congratulations on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is a place to stop for fuel. Need a snack? They've got that. And pick up some hot food items from the kitchen Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. That's the KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. Play hard and make us proud, boys.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 30,000 high school student athletes in South Dakota have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about South Dakota high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Join us Fridays at your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, for Speed Drawing. Every 15 minutes, a hot seat winner will win $100. Two random winners will receive $250. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and visit thegoldenbuffalocasino.com for details on all of our promotions. That's Speed Drawings this Friday with $2,000 to be given away to 17 winners. Only at your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino, where we can't wait to see you.
Halftime here at the Barnett Center. Good matchup here between Castlewood and Lower Brule. The matchup of the number 2 and number 7 seeds of this State B Boys Basketball Tournament. 27-23 is our halftime score as Castlewood, who trailed early in this ball game, they committed 5 turnovers in the first 2 minutes of this contest, and Lower Brule was able to open up a nice advantage. But Lower Brule was, they got generous with the basketball as well, as the turnover total started to add up, and Lower Brule started to, or Castlewood rather, started to knock some shots down, and that definitely changed things, as Castlewood
who hit three threes in the first half, outscored, went on a nice scoring run. They scored the first 10 points of the second quarter, and that allowed them to get the lead. 27-23 is our score here at halftime. Lower Brule did go on a nice run as we wound down in the second quarter, Dustin, to make it close, but they were down by double digits about midway through that second period.
You know, and I think for Lower Brule, they didn't expect to be in that situation. They got punched in the mouth a little bit, went up 10-2 early on, and then all of a sudden it was a 18-2 run, maybe a 20-2 run. They're at one point for Castlewood, and the thing for Castlewood is they finally settled in. They were able to break that pressure from Lower Brule, and they were getting wide open looks down low. The three ball was falling. They were almost getting any look that they wanted from the field there for about 6-7 minutes.
Definitely, when you look at this ball game, when you look at turnovers officially, as we have the official stats handed to us, Castlewood with 13 turnovers in this first half, 11 for Lower Brule, and those are the type of numbers you just don't expect to see at a state basketball tournament.
Right, especially two teams that have worked so hard to get their ticket punched into the state tournament, and then both teams have double-digit turnovers. I was shocked that Castlewood was up double digits with as many turnovers as they had to begin the game. I mean,
do you think it was a situation more of where they both teams were maybe trying to play a little bit too fast or maybe trying to do too much, especially in the opening quarter of this ball game? Because, boy, it was really up and down.
Yeah, it was. And then midway through, Castlewood finally settled in. And, offensively for Lower Brule, they didn't look comfortable on the offensive side of the ball. There were players walking up the floor. They were playing a lot of iso ball, taking shots really early in that shot clock. And then once they finally settled in, started setting some screens on top of the key, that's when you've seen those wide open looks for Lower Brule, and that's how they were able to get back into this one.
You look at the shooting percentage officially, Castlewood 11 of 23. That's 48% from the field. Lower Brule 11 of 24. They shoot 46% from the field. You're looking at the same stat sheet that I am.
Yeah.
But what really, the stat that sticks out at me is rebounding. 15 rebounds for Castlewood, 5 of them on the offensive end to just 9 rebounds for Lower Brule. And yes, Lower Brule gives up some size, but they've played bigger schools all season long. For Lower Brule to be successful, that is a stat they have to win in the second half.
Yeah, certainly. And I know you talked about it where they've been outmatched when it comes to the height advantage, and for them they still have a 20-3 record on the season, so they've been able to overcome that. But for Castlewood, Lowy started getting comfortable down low, was getting more aggressive, was having a lot of success boxing out. He was able to snag a couple offensive rebounds in that first half as well, and so we'll see. I mean, there was a couple possessions where Castlewood throws up a shot, there's nobody in the paint for Lower Brule to rebound the basketball. I mean, there were easy offensive rebounds for Castlewood. So I think a big thing in the second half for Lower Brule, they've got to box out. You can't just watch the basketball come off the rim.
Let's recap scoring quickly for Castlewood. They are led by Tristan Nielsen, who has 11 points. Lane Tweet and Byron Lowy with 6 points each. Jackson Schofield and Joe Decker each with 2 for Castlewood. The Warriors 2 of 2 from the free throw line in the first half. And again, 13 turnovers by the official statistics given to us here by the folks at Northern University, brought up to us by the youngsters, the ball boys. And but I'll tell you what, not as fast as Breanne Kuzler used to bring them up here over the years. And she was a long-time ball person helping out with state tournaments. She is now the head coach of the Peer Lady Governors. And, yes, I've been long enough to remember all of that. For Lower Brule, Keisham Thai leading the way. He has 10 points. Gavin Thai with 5. 2 points each for Brian LaRoche. Lane Gray with 2. Elwin Londo with 2 points. And Trevin McBride with 2 points as well for Lower Brule. The Sioux did not attempt a free throw in the first half and had 11 turnovers in the first 16 minutes of basketball. 27-23 is our halftime score. Let's take a 2-minute break. We'll come back with quarter number 3. You're listening to coverage of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament from KPLO.
Let's celebrate. What a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm, and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec. And follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Start out with a turnover. They're 12th of the ball game. As Castlewood will bring the basketball into the front court here. They lead by a score of 27-23. As we get things underway here in this second quarter, Jackson Schofield on the drive inside. Shot is blocked by Lower Brule and out of bounds as Keisham Thigh makes the defensive play. And now Castlewood will inbound from the left side of the key. Bad pass, nearly turned over, but Castlewood grabs the loose basketball. Shot is up and short. Rebound pulled down by Lower Brule, trying to make it a one possession game here. Thigh up top, the three ball is no good. The rebound pulled down by the Warriors. They continue to work with the rebounding advantage. They will bring it across half court. Castlewood swings it to the wing, a three taken. That is Nielsen. Shot is up, no good. He'll follow his own shot and put it up and in. Tristan Nielsen with 13 points in this ball game, 29-23.
That's what good basketball players do. Follow your own shot. A lot of players like to sit there and watch it. Nielsen going right after it.
Lower Brule scrambling here. Near turnover, Brian LaRoche on the drive to the rim. Lane Gray, the shot is good. The basket will count. And an opportunity for a three-point play for Lower Brule. They need points where they can. Gray will get the hoop and the harm and a chance at a three-point play. The foul on Byron Lowy will be his first personal foul and the first foul of the second half for Castlewood. The end one, no good. 29-25, Castlewood leading early here in quarter number two. John Ness at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. Dustin Storzum alongside. I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us for our coverage of regional high school basketball. Castlewood trying to feed inside. When you're 6'7 and a pass is too tall for you, that is too tall. And for Castlewood, their 14th turnover of the ballgame. This 6'7 freshman, Byron Lowy, done some good things for Castlewood here tonight. Here is Lower Brule on the move, going to the rim. Strong drive to the basket, getting free throws. Elwin Londo. The shot wouldn't fall, so Elwin will have to earn it at the free throw line. And these free throw attempts, there'll be two of them here, will be the first two free throws of the night for Lower Brule. It's 29-25. Free throw is up and no good.
There must be a double rim here at the state tournament during free throws because the way these teams have struggled so far.
It's a different line of sight for sure. you play most of the gyms that you play in. You have bleachers on each side. You may have a small set of bleachers at the end, but that's all. You basically have stadium seating all the way around here at Northern. As Lowy goes to the rim, shot is no good for Castlewood. Lower Brule will get the rebound. Just trying to make excuses because I'd be missing them too. Lower Brule around the perimeter. Here's Brian LaRoche Jr. for three. Shot is no good. And Castlewood will come away with the rebound. They lead 29-26 up the floor. Castlewood in a hurry. Swings it to the corner at the Nielsen three-point try. That is no good. Rebound to Lower Brule. And the up and downness of this, if that's a word, the up and downness of this third quarter is definitely what the pace that Lower Brule wants to play. Right. On the perimeter corner, this is Keisham Thigh. The three ball is money. Keisham Thigh with his second or his first three of the ball game. He has 13 points in the contest, and we're tied at 29 all.
This is not the position Castlewood wants to be in right now. You have to find a way to hit a shot here.
5:15 remains in the third quarter as Castlewood will work out front. Here is Booker Schooley. Schooley with a pass that was tipped and slowed down, but Lower Brule can't get to it. Castlewood will hang on. Shot clock at 10. Down low it comes. Shovel pass inside Nielsen. It's loose. It's tied up. And we're going to have a jump ball, I believe, and the possession arrow will point towards Castlewood.
Yep.
Hard to see from my angle. You have a better angle than I do at the exactly 5 minutes remain in the ballgame. Checking in will be Quentin McBride, Jr. He will check in, the sophomore for this Lower Brule Ball Club. The next dead ball will bring us to our media timeout here in the third quarter. Lob inside, shot up, good. Lob on the inbound to Byron Lowey to score the two to make it 31-29. The lead for Castlewood is at two as Lower Brule works with it. Thigh out front, working against the Castlewood man-to-man. He'll spin into the lane. The free throw line jumper, good. Keisham Thigh scores the basketball well for Lower Brule. 31 all. 4.5 minutes remain here in the third quarter.
Got to answer back here if you're Castlewood.
Lower Brule spreads out that man-to-man. They are not using full court pressure. That's something that they started out with, forcing five turnovers early, but have backed off since. Really nobody in foul trouble. Keep that in mind from either side as we work through this second half. Castlewood with the cross-court pass, the open look, the three taken. That rims in and out, no good, but another offensive rebound. That was a Lane Tweet three. Offensive rebound, Castlewood into the hands of Tristan Nielsen. Shot is no good. Lower Brule will get the rebound and a chance to take the lead for the first time in the second half. Thigh with it. Into the hands of Quentin McBride. Swinging to the left side, or right side, Brian LaRoche. On the dribble, the crossover, the fadeaway, good. Brian LaRoche scores the two. Lower Brule with their first lead of the second half at 33-31. 3.5 minutes remain in the third quarter. Out front, Tristan Nielsen. Around the perimeter, they go high post. It's Nielsen again. The free throw line jumper is good. He has 15 points in the ballgame, 33-33. Still waiting for the media timeout. Clock rolling to 3:15 remaining in the third quarter. And here's Lower Brule. Gavin Thigh, left corner. With the dribble, brings it to the wing and now to the top of the key. Passes off, ball knocked away. Lower Brule takes a timeout. That was a smart call there by Brian LaRoche. Getting tripped up there was Quentin McBride. He was on his backside as the pass was coming his direction, and Brian LaRoche yelled for a timeout to save the possession. First timeout used in the ballgame by Lower Brule. 3:02 remains in the third quarter. We're tied at 33, and we're back in 30 on KPLO.
Congratulations to the Lower Brule Sioux Boys basketball team on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. Everyone at the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe Wildlife, Fish, and Recreation is proud of your accomplishments this season and wish you the best of luck in the Boys Class B State Tournament. Play hard and make them proud, boys, from your fans at the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe Wildlife, Fish, and Recreation.
Media timeout, so that will be coming at the next dead ball. Out of the timeout, Lower Brule, the three by Lane Gray is up, no good, and the ball goes out of bounds, and there's your sign, and there's your media timeout. 2:57 remains in the third quarter. Lower Brule 33, Castlewood 33. This is opening round coverage of the State B from KPLO. We're back in 60 seconds.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out.
everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the South Dakota High School Activities Association.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. 2:57 remains in the third quarter. We are tied at 33. Castlewood with the basketball as the official heading to the scorer's table to make sure all is right with the world. Thumbs up to the other end and off we go as Castlewood will have the basketball. Booker Schooley with the inbound puts it in play into the hands of the senior Tristan Nielsen for Castlewood, who has 15 points in the contest tonight. Slowly across half court as the shot clock winds down to 20. Double coverage up top. Castlewood content to spread the floor just a little bit. Now work this possession down just a little. See what Lower Brule will do if they will try to change up defensively. Castlewood up top. Nielsen bounce pass high post down low at Lowey, and the shot is good. Byron Lowey will score the two, and that time Castlewood played rockabye out front, and the Lower Brule defense went to sleep, and Lowey is able to score an easy basket inside. 35-33. Here's Lower Brule on the drive to the rim. Shot is good. That basket will count. The foul is called. Gavin Thigh with a strong, strong move to the rim for Lower Brule.
Yeah, and you could have, there should have been a foul called at the top of the key after that screen was set. A player from Lower Brule goes to the floor hard, and referees letting him play through it. And fortunate enough for Lower Brule to get the N1 shot to fall and an opportunity.
Chance for Lower Brule to get the lead back. It's 35 all. The free throw is up and good by Gavin Thigh. And it's 36-35. Still 2:05 remains in the third quarter. As we work here from Wachs Arena, the campus of Northern State University in Aberdeen. The winner will move on to tomorrow night's action of the State B. White River, Freeman Academy, Marion coming up next. We'll have that game for you as well on KPLO. Nielsen up top. Got away from a defender. The three-point try up, no good. Offensive rebound, Castlewood. Then it's tipped and stolen away. And a good job there by the Lower Brule defense. They gave up the rebound, but Keisham Thigh makes a defensive play to steal it away. And Lower Brule with a one-point advantage will work with the basketball at the top. LaRoche Jr. isolates left side. Shovel pass down low. Shot is up good. Elwin Londo with the basket. Brian LaRoche Jr. drops the dime, baseline left, and it's 38-35. Lower Brule opens up a three-point advantage now, working to the final minute of the third quarter. Nielsen out front, double covered. Ball knocked free, and it's loose, and a timeout, Castlewood.
Good timeout.
And head coach Mike Thion not happy with the way his team handled that possession. This will be a 30-second timeout, and we'll take it with him. With 59 seconds remaining in the third quarter, 38-35 Lower Brule. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is a proud sponsor of Lower Brule Sioux Boys Basketball. Congratulations on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is the place to stop for fuel. Need a snack? They've got that. And pick up some hot food items from the kitchen Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. That's the KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. Play hard and make us proud, boys.
Another Integra timeout with 59 seconds remaining third quarter. It is 38-35, Lower Brule out in front. This has been a very good matchup with two teams that have seesawed back and forth. It's been a game of runs, and it has been Lower Brule has been able to
run a little more here in this third quarter. Jumper from the free throw line. Tristan Nielsen up and good. He has six in the quarter. 17 in the ballgame. 38-37. Lower Bulls lead down to one as time winds down here in the third. Hesham Thigh, left side of the key. He'll drive left and fire, and the 17-footer is good. Hesham Thigh with 17 points in the ballgame. He has seven in the quarter. 40-37, Lower Brule lead. Shot clock is off as Castlewood will work the basketball across half court. Lane Tweed, left side of the key, out front Nielsen. They work it back to the left side, Booker Schooley. Now into the hands of Nielsen. They'll operate with three. With two, Tweet goes high post. Jackson Schofield from the shot up and good at the buzzer. And it will count. 40-39. Lower Brule will lead as we go to the fourth quarter. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 40-39 Lower Brule. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
You can earn free play at your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, with Earn and Get on Mondays, Two Tier Tuesdays, Lucky Levels on Wednesdays, and 5450 on Thursdays. Check us out on Facebook and find details on these events. Earn points to win with us, your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino, where we can't wait to see you.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com. Com.net.
Well, we get ready to start the fourth quarter, and Dustin, it's hard to imagine we've got as tight a ball game as we have here, but both teams have had double-digit leads at one point or another throughout the game.
It's been an insane basketball game. I'm super excited for this quarter number four. Castlewood needs to get a stop to begin things.
40-39, Lower Brule. The Sioux will have the basketball as we start the fourth quarter. Here's Gavin Thigh, right corner, trying to feed it inside. Kind of a dangerous cross-court pass there. And Castlewood was able to get a hand on it, tip it, knock it out of bounds. Trevin McBride will check back into the ball game. Checking out for Lower Brule will be Elwin Londo. And Keisham Thigh will inbound it. Left side of the key as they send it back out. Shot clock at 12 as Castlewood nearly steals it. And the ball goes out of bounds again. Defensive play, Booker Schooley is the 5'11 junior, winds up on his backside, but got a hand on the basketball, but couldn't control it. Now Lower Brule will inbound in front of their own bench. Shot clock is at 10.
He actually got tripped up there a little bit. It went right off the noggin and out of bounds. Here's to be all right, though.
Lower Brule will inbound, and a three taken. It is offline and no good from Trevin McBride. Rebound Castlewood. Nielsen up the right sideline, tracked down by LaRoche, back out front. The three taken, and it is up and good. Lane Tweet with his third three of the ballgame, 42-40. Castlewood out in front early here in quarter number four. Lower Brule will try to answer. O'Brien LaRoche Jr. jumper that is no good. Lower Brule with the rebound and a second chance opportunity. Another long three taken, this time from Lane Gray. It's no good. And Lower Brule will pad the offensive rebounding stats as they get the basketball inside. Back out front as the ball was nearly lost by Lower Brule. But the Sioux will get it back. Here's Keisham Thigh on the drive to the rim. Strong puts a shot up. No good. Rebound Castlewood. They'll head the other way. Lower Brule back quickly there. It looked like for a moment Castlewood was going to have a fast break opportunity. But they get back. Castlewood will set. Shot no good. Rebound Lower Brule.
That's a heat check right there from Tweet.
42-40. The lead to Castlewood. A three taken here. It's up good. Off the front rim and through from Lane Gray. 43-42. Lower Brule back out in front by one. 6:12 remains in this fourth quarter.
Back to the top of the key is Castlewood again.
They're okay with running this.
They're content to hang on to the basketball, but what they're trying to do is get that defense and get Keisham Thigh out of the free throw lane, getting him to move forward and chase the basketball, and then Lowey will cut in backside. But Lower Brule stays at home here, and they force a turnover. Here's Thigh up the floor, and Castlewood will steal it back, and then a foul in the backcourt on Lower Brule. Lane Gray with his first personal foul. Lower Brule played that possession perfectly.
Yep.
Got the ball knocked away, but then Castlewood with quick hands was able to steal it back. The foul on Lane Gray will be his first personal foul. 43-42 Lower Brule leads. 5:42 remains. As Castlewood will work to put the basketball in play, here is Booker Schooley as he'll handle point guard duties. To the wing left side, Tristan Nielsen. Back to Schooley now. Lower Brule with those two guards out front. It really looks like a real spread out 2-3 zone. But they're chasing after the basketball. It's really more of a matchup zone as they work around. Castlewood with it in the paint. Ball knocked away and stolen. It's Thigh with the steal. Castlewood or Lower Brule to the rim. Shot is up. No good by Lane Gray. Lower Brule will get the rebound, and they'll try to operate some more. Thigh with the three ball, and it's no good. Another offensive rebound, Lower Brule, and back out front it comes. And I would not be surprised to see Lower Brule slow it up here just a little bit. And we are going to have a whistle and an official's timeout here for one reason or another. Not so sure we don't need to reset the shot clock, but the officials are going to have a conversation. Shot clock currently is at 14. Does an official timeout constitute a media timeout? We'll wait and see as the officials are looking to the shot clock operator. And it is time for the media timeout. 4:55 remaining in the fourth quarter. We are in the opening round matchup of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament. Lower Brule 43, Castlewood 42. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are built to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts. The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra Cooperative today. It is 43-42. Lower Brule leads as we work to the halfway mark of quarter number four. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters alongside Dustin Stortzman. I'm Darren Boyle. Quentin McGride with the basketball left side. He checks in at the timeout. Here is Lane Gray. Shot clock at 5. Pull-up jumper. No good. By Gavin Thigh that did not draw iron, and then Castlewood has the ball stolen away, and a foul's going to be called on the Warriors. As Byron Lowey had his pocket picked by Quentin McBride Jr., and a turnover for Castlewood, that will be their sixth of the ballgame. We're a long ways from the bonus at either end, if you're wondering. But several fouls to give. That is 14 fouls for Castlewood, just one for Lower Brule at this point. New shot clock for the Sioux as Lower Brule will work out front. Thigh with the dribble. McBride Jr. He'll get the handle out front as he sends it back to the right side. Brian LaRoche Jr. on the drive. Pass down low. A nice one there, but the shot up and no good. McBride Jr. can't finish. We're halfway home in quarter number four. 43-42 is our score. The lead belongs to Lower Brule. Castlewood with the basketball. The Warriors with it out front. And again, they'll try to spread out that zone defense on the part of Lower Brule.
I don't mind this, but I think waiting until 11 or 10 seconds is too long.
Nielsen will handle things at the point. He passes left, gets it right back. They go high post. Jackson Schofield on the move, tries to feed inside, trying to get it to Lowey. And that time, Lower Brule had good defense, and they'll force a turnover. And as they head up the floor, Lower Brule's going to take a full timeout. 3:21 remains in, dare I say, regulation. It is 43-42 Lower Brule, and this is the opening round of the State B. We're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Lower Brule 43, Castlewood 42, 3:21 remains in the fourth quarter. Lower Brule using the timeout. They have three timeouts remaining. Castlewood has four left to use as things wind down here in the fourth quarter. Brian LaRoche Jr. puts the ball into the hands of Keisham Thigh, who will work up top. Castlewood in a man-to-man. Thigh will give it up. Here is Quentin McBride Jr. on the drive. Back out front, Brian LaRoche Jr. He'll drive and fire. Shot is partially blocked and short, but we're going to have a foul called against Castlewood. Lane Tweet with his third personal foul. Team foul number five for Castlewood, and Lower Brule, who is 2 of 4 from the free throw line, will get a pair of free throws from Brian LaRoche Jr., and the first is up good.
And these two free throws are huge at this point in the game. I mean,
every possession, every free throw, and every shot attempt is big as we go down the home stretch of this ballgame. Second free throw up, and it is no good. Castlewood will get the rebound. A two-point lead for Lower Brule at 44-42. Lower Brule doing a good job of trapping that pass up front. Castlewood up the floor, down low, Lowey. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Lower Brule.
Got the look he wanted, just couldn't put it home.
Got the ball inside, Byron Lowey could not finish from point-blank range, and Lower Brule has the basketball. Now, if you're Lower Brule with a two-point lead, do you dare try to shorten up this fourth quarter? We're going to have a reach-in foul out front. That is going to be whistled on Lane Tweet. That's personal foul number four. Team foul number six, which means Lower Brule will be in the bonus the rest of the way. 2.5 minutes remain fourth quarter. 44-42. Winner will move on to the semifinals, the second game tomorrow night. Potter County and DeSmet at 6 o'clock. We'll tip off there. Dustin Storzum and myself with the call on KMLO. Three ball by McBride. It's up no good. Keisham Thigh with the offensive rebound. He'll send it back out front. And here is Lower Brule with it. Thigh will play keep away out front with 2 minutes remaining. Thigh will isolate. Thigh will drive. The floater short. Rebound Thigh, though, and they'll send it back out.
Now he has to come down with that rebound.
What a sequence here. This is the third possession that Lower Brule is going to get an opportunity to really milk the game clock. They send it to the corner, McBride, who smartly sends it back out. Here's Gavin Thigh with the basketball at the point as he tries to operate. Bullet pass to the corner. Lane Gray with the up fake. He'll drive. Shot is blocked. No foul called as Gray winds up on the floor. And Castlewood will work the other way. It is still a two-point ball game at 44-42, and out front, Castlewood will take a timeout.
Good timeout there.
Minute 24 remains, 44-42, Lower Brule leads. Castlewood will have the basketball and inbound from the side. When we return, this is a full timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Let's celebrate. What a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. We'll talk about that in our post game. We'll have our player of the game. We'll take care of the home team. We'll name our player of the game. We'll do that in a quick post game. We got to get ready for the game upcoming. Freeman Academy Marion versus White River. The matchup of the number 3 and number 4 seeds. I believe.
3 and 6.
3 and 6. Okay. We'll work on our math skills sometime. It should be a good matchup there. We'll have that for you as well in KPLO as Castlewood, who is down to 3 timeouts remaining, will inbound the basketball here. This is a big possession for them and for Lower Brule, who have been able to get some defensive stops lately. Big possession for them as well. Tristan Nielsen has been the leading scorer. He'll try to operate as they work around the perimeter. Quick shot, Nielsen with the jumper. It's no good. Rebound, Lower Brule. Elwin Londo goes tall to get that rebound. And Lower Brule will bring the basketball across half court inside of a minute remaining in the ballgame. 44-42 Lower Brule. The Sioux will take a timeout. They'll have 2 timeouts remaining. And again, we pause for 30 seconds. This is coverage of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament from KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things. Just take a second to think about it. Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Dustin Stortson alongside with John Neff back at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. We're down to a nail biter here with 57 seconds remaining. 44-42 Lower Brule. The Sioux have the basketball. Lower Brule is in the bonus the rest of the way. They have committed just 1 team foul in the second half. So for Castlewood, they're a long ways away from going to the free throw line. Possession arrow points towards the Warriors as well. And for Lower Brule, what they need to do in a perfect world is take about 30 seconds off the clock and score a basket.
Yeah. And there's really no need to foul for Castlewood either because it's a one-possession game. So
you got to let things roll here as Lower Brule will work with it out front. With the basketball, Trevin McBride back out and into the hands of Brian LaRoche Jr. Shot clock at 9. LaRoche Jr. will drive, sends it to the corner, and back out. McBride. This is Quentin McBride. He'll drive and fire, and the shot is good. Off the bench with his biggest basket of the season, and it's 46-42. And a timeout. No, a foul in the backcourt is going to be called on Lower Brule.
That's an all right foul. I mean,
that is an all right foul. Quentin McBride not happy about it, but again, you've got fouls to give, so why not? McBride will check out of the ballgame. That was a big, big basket there. Lane Gray back in, also back into the contest. Gavin Thigh, the starting 5 out there. Elvin Londo, Brian LaRoche, Keisham Thigh out there as well.
I'd keep adding pressure here. You have fouls to give.
Castlewood will drive, fake the 3, the sidestep. The 3 ball is up and good by Lane Tweed. His 4th 3 of the ball game makes it 46-45. Timeout Warriors.
The referees need to look at this clock because there was about 2.5 seconds that came off of that clock after the timeout was called. I don't know if anybody even noticed it, but that clock just kept running.
We'll see if they do that. They are going to go to the scorer's table. Jordan Gao, who is the referee for this contest, will go to the scorer's table and they will converse during the timeout. I think we will keep it here with 14.2 seconds remaining. Castlewood uses a full timeout. They've got 2 timeouts remaining here, but you know, it's a 1-point ball game.
if you're Castlewood, you try to defend the inbound, but if it does come in, you got to foul right away.
Yeah, you certainly do. Joe Decker's going to check into the ball game here for Castlewood. So let's see if maybe he's not the player that's going to commit the foul. That way you keep the starters out of foul trouble down the stretch. I mean, perfect time to get the bench guys in and force them to foul.
And for Lower Brule, the first thing they got to do is get the ball in play and then secure it and wait for the foul to come. They've got to realize, and I'm sure Brian LaRoche has told them, that a foul's going to come right away. Get the ball, cover it up, secure it. Don't let them poke at it because they're going to come and foul you.
Yep. And they did. They added 2.1 seconds.
And the officials, I think, all in all, you got to give them a lot of credit. They have done a good job of when it came to the replay situations, and we had one of them this afternoon in the Potter County game, coming in and making sure that they get those calls right. Here is a foul in the inbound, and the foul committed by Booker Schooley. It will be his second personal foul. And now, for Lower Brule, they've got to make free throws. And at the free throw line, Keisham Thigh, who has scored 17 points, he will shoot the front end of a 1-1, and just barely a second comes off the clock. Still 13 seconds remain. Lower Brule needs to keep in mind, if they miss this free throw and Castlewood gets the rebound and they head up the floor, foul them. Because you have fouls to give, but Thigh can take care of business by knocking the free throws down. He'll do it here. And they're in kind of a no-man's land, especially if Thigh can make this free throw to make it a three-point ball game. Castlewood comes this way. You've got to foul them before they get half to half court.
Absolutely.
And make them inbound it. You do not want to foul somebody attempting a three. That's what Castlewood is going to need here if Thigh can make the free throw. And the free throw is good. 48-45 timeout, Castlewood. This will be a 30-second timeout. And Castlewood will set the play. And again, for Lower Brule, with just two team fouls, they have the opportunity here to give up some fouls, let them inbound it for a second or two, foul them, make them inbound it again. Yep. Castlewood's down to one timeout remaining, so they're only going to be able to reset once. Lower Brule with just two team fouls. They've got some to give here. You can kind of play that foul quickly game to force Castlewood to take some time off the clock.
Absolutely.
But Castlewood is in a situation. You don't want anybody to get free. It's a two to tie. Or pardon me, it's a three. They need a three to tie, so you have to defend the perimeter. As Lower Brule leads here by a score of 48-45. When you get to this point of the season, you get to this first round of the state tournament, and a ball game like this is what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll see if they do foul here or not, but coming with the pressure, that's what you want to see.
Jackson Schofield will inbound for Castlewood, and of course he'll be able to move as Keisham Thigh, well, he was going to go defend the inbound, but he will not. Ball in the hands of Tristan Nielsen, and now is about the time to foul it. He'll get across half court, got away with a carry. Nielsen will get it back. He'll try to drive, and he'll fire, and the shot is up, no good. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Castlewood. Oh my.
Wow.
With 2.1 seconds remaining, this will be a full timeout, and Nielsen was defended well by Lower Brule.
Yeah,
I think both sides got bailed out there.
Yeah, I think both sides got away. I mean, Lower Brule, you could tell that they were trying to foul. No foul was called, and then Castlewood got into some trouble. But
sometimes in a situation like that, I think as a coach, I think you need to tell the officials, look, this is our strategy. We're going to foul, so watch for it.
Right.
And I think maybe that didn't happen. Maybe that communication wasn't made. But either way, Castlewood is going to get one more shot at it with 2.1 seconds remaining. And now if you're Lower Brule, you foul in the inbound, but you can't foul after that. If it comes in clean, you've got to let it roll.
Yeah, I think you got to let it roll here with 2.1 seconds. And if I'm Castlewood, I'm giving Queet the basketball. He's been hot from outside. I know Nielsen's your leading scorer and the guy that you go to, but, man, Tweed has had such a good game from beyond the arc.
The sophomore has hit four threes in this ballgame, two in each half. Castlewood needs a three here to extend it as Lower Brule hangs on to a three-point advantage. Now, keep in mind, Lower Brule has timeouts remaining. Castlewood is out at this point. Castlewood will look to inbound it. They send it out, a three taken, and a foul on the three-point attempt. Gavin Thigh tried to close out on it.
but got there late. And Tristan Nielsen, with 0.4 seconds remaining, will get a chance to knock down 3 free throws to send us to extra free basketball.
It's the hardest thing in basketball to do when you get 3 free throws.
Free throw number 1 is good. Now, looking at it from the lower rule side, this kid's got to make all 3 here.
Yeah, absolutely.
This ball game could end with a doink. Free throw number 2 is good.
I could not even imagine the pressure that this kid is facing right now. I've got butterflies in my stomach up here.
Tristan Nielsen with 19 points in a timeout, Lower Brule.
And now at this point, there's still 0.4 seconds on the clock. If he misses this, and the big man, Lau, gets an opportunity, he still has time for a tip-in. Because they say that you need at least 0.3 seconds. He's going to have 0.4. You could get a possible tip in to win the game.
If you're Castlewood, would you play that game? Would you try to miss the free throw?
No, absolutely not.
I mean,
not.
Let's think outside the box here. Would you assume you're going to get that rebound because of the size advantage you have inside? You know, miss it to the left, give him a chance to tip it back up.
I think if Lau's a senior, you know, you have more experience on the floor.
I would think about it because would be a horrible coach.
But he's going to get aggressive here.
Chance for Tristan Nielsen to tie it from the line. The free throw is good. 48-48, and extra free basketball for everybody.
You jinxed it earlier. You said regulation. Now we're going over. I mean, what more could you ask for, though? What more could you ask for?
Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier. Check out the latest at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Overtime in 1 minute on KPMO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec. And follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
We get ready for the overtime period. 4 minutes of free basketball. This opening round game will soon be Castlewood jumping center with Byron Lowy. Lower Brule will try to control the tip. And out of bounds off of Lower Brule, belong to Castlewood. But with this, we're going to redo the tip. I'm not sure anybody really got control of it. They're going to give the ball to Castlewood. Now, keep in mind, both teams get an extra timeout. So Castlewood has 1. Lower Brule has 2. I think a full and a 30 left. Castlewood has a full timeout. Castlewood over the foul limit. Lower Brule is in the bonus the rest of the way home. The Lower Brule Sioux with just 3 team fouls. And the overtime period is underway. Castlewood with it out front. Tristan Nielsen on the move. Gets by a defender. The free throw line jumper. In and out, no good. A rebound pulled down by Lower Brule. 48-48 is our score in the overtime period. Cross half court, Brian LaRoche Jr. for Lower Brule. Castlewood, as they have all game long, has stayed in the man-to-man. Here's Teacham Thigh at the top. He'll try to attack, help defense come. Thigh will drive and fire. He gets to the rim. Plays the rockabye game outside and gets to the rim and scores the 2. 18, make it 19 in the ballgame, 21 in the ballgame for Keisham Thigh. 50-48, Lower Brule leading, a minute gone in the overtime period. Yeah, I did an overtime game here a few years back, White River and Langford, is 5 overtime, wow. So get ready for that. Out front, Nielsen for Castlewood on the move, sending it to the baseline on the move, Jackson Schofield, he'll send it back, Nielsen with the long jumper, it's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Lower Brule. 50-48, Lower Brule with a two-point lead. Now they can, if they choose, try to shorten things up here in this overtime period. McBride on the drive, ball knocked away, a blocking foul called. It's on Tristan Nielsen, and that will be his first personal. Nobody really in any foul trouble for Lower Brule. One with two personals, and that is Elwin Londo. Castlewood with Lane Tweet with four personals, but nobody else in foul trouble as well.
Big, big free throws here.
And a one-on-one situation for Brian LaRoche. He is one of two from the free throw line in the ballgame. Free throw number one is no good, but foul. And Castlewood will come away with the basketball. 50-48, 2:25 remains in the overtime period. Kristen Nielsen of Castlewood, the 6-foot senior, slowly brings it across the half-court stripe. Passes left, gets it back, lob inside, trying to get it to Lowy. He is able to keep it alive and out front, and Castlewood will save the possession. It is Nielsen sending it right and back out front. The cross-court pass, Tweed on the move. Guarded well by Lower Brule, high post, into the hands of Byron Lowy. Kick out, the three taken, that is well off the mark and no good. By Lower Brule, or by Castlewood, rather, the shot clock was winding down, and Lower Brule will get the rebound inside of 2 minutes in the overtime period. Lower Brule leading by two at 50-48. Thigh with the dribble out front. Bounce pass, Gavin Thigh on the wing right side. Gavin will try to operate. 15 on the shot clock. Again, Lower Brule has two timeouts remaining. Lower Brule will take time. On the move, this is Brian LaRoche Jr. to the rim, shot no good, but the offensive rebound, Lower Brule, and then out front, just trying to chase the play down. A big collision out front as Keisham Thigh got run into, but a foul committed, and that was just a hustle play there for Booker Schooley. He was trying to close out and couldn't get out of the way when he realized Thigh was there. Bowls over him and commits the foul. It's team foul number 9 for Castlewood, and Keisham Thigh, who hit two big free throws in regulation. There's some big free throws here in overtime. Shooting the 1-1. The free throw is no good. Still 50-48. A minute 19 remains in the overtime period. Again, Castlewood has a timeout to use maybe on the next possession. Nielsen to Tweet. Back out front. High post Nielsen. Swings it around the perimeter, the corner, three taken. It's an air ball, no good. Lower Brule will get the rebound, and they'll play the keep-away game again. Keisham Thigh with the crossover dribble, crosses the half-court stripe, and now Lower Brule will slow it back down. 50 seconds remain. 50-48, Lower Brule.
No need to foul here.
On the drive, Gavin Thigh. He'll get to the rim, shot is blocked. They're going to call a foul, though, on Castlewood. And Lower Brule will get a pair of free throws.
Tough call.
The foul on Byron Lowy will be his third personal foul and the 10th team foul. So let's just say, for instance, we go to a second overtime. Lower Brule's in the double bonus. Let's see if we can prevent that. Free throws for Lower Brule, shooting two. Gavin Thigh. The first is up, no good. 42.7 seconds remain. Gavin Thigh with his second free throw attempt, and it is good. That makes it a 3-point ball game, and Castlewood will use their final timeout again. 51-48. Lower Brule leads. 39.3 seconds remain in the overtime period. 30-second, make it a full timeout taken by Castlewood. We will break for 30 seconds. This is opening round coverage of the State B from KPLO.
Congratulations to the Lower Brule Sioux Boys basketball team on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. Everyone at the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe Wildlife, Fish, and Recreation is proud of your accomplishments this season and wish you the best of luck in the Boys Class B State Tournament. Play hard and make them proud, boys, from your fans at the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe Wildlife, Fish, and Recreation.
We thank you for joining us for our coverage of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament here on KPLO. Lower Brule leading Castlewood 51-48, 39.3 seconds remaining. By the way, the possession arrow points towards Lower Brule. Lower Brule does have a couple fouls to give. So Castlewood's not going to get anything easy. They do trail by three here. As the Warriors will look to put it in play, Castlewood is out of timeouts. Still plenty of time on the shot clock if Castlewood chooses to use the majority of that shot clock. Here's a step back three for Tweet. Shot is short. Rebound, Tristan Nielsen. And Castlewood will reload again. Again, a timeout, or they do not have a timeout to use. And the Nielsen three, that shot is no good. He'll get his own rebound. Smart play as he pulls it back out. He'll try another three. That is no good. Tweet with it. Back to Nielsen, who will send it back out with seven, with six, with five. Nielsen up and under. Another three taken. That is no good. Rebound out of bounds. It belongs to Lower Brule.
They got a lot of looks, but not a lot of good looks there. Yeah,
exactly. A lot of looks, but Lower Brule had a defender in Nielsen's face on every one of those three-point attempts, and Lower Brule puts it in play, and there's your ball game. 51-48 in overtime. Lower Brule able to come away with the victory here, as they will improve to 21-3 on the season, and they move to the night bracket of the State B. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment. The lot on sale, Byron Road and Ford Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. And our post game is next. We're back in 2 minutes on KPLO.
The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is a proud sponsor of Lower Brule Sioux Boys Basketball. Congratulations on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is the place to stop for fuel. Need a snack? They've got that. And pick up some hot food items from the kitchen Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. That's the KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. Play hard and make us proud, boys.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
At your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, with Earn and Get on Mondays, Two-Tier Tuesdays, Lucky Levels on Wednesdays, and 50-for-50 on Thursdays. Check us out on Facebook and find details on these events. Earn points to win with us, your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino, where we can't wait to see you.
Let's celebrate. What a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Well, a game that took overtime for Lower Brule to eventually prevail and then move on to the championship bracket of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament. Lower Brule knocks off Castlewood 51-48 in overtime. Lower Brule holds Castlewood scoreless in that overtime period, Dustin. Lower Brule, in the end, we talked about the offense and how they scored and the way that they scored. In the end, defense took them home in the overtime.
Yeah, it did. And man, this was a nail biter from start to finish. I'm just glad I was on the call with you for this one because, my goodness, what a phenomenal game between those two squads. And
Wagner on.
Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and peer.
Well, let's look at individual scoring for Castlewood first in this contest. Warriors led by Tristan Nielsen with 20 points, Lane Tweet with 12, Byron Lowy with 10 points, Jackson Schofield with 4, and Joe Decker with 2 points. Castlewood with 48 points in the ball game here tonight. Castlewood 5 of 5 from the free throw line. And when we look at the official statistics, Castlewood 19 of 52 from the field, shooting 37%. And they wound up with 34 rebounds, 14 on the offensive end, 21 turnovers in the ballgame for Castlewood. And that really, that told the tale of this ballgame, Dustin.
I mean, even if you cut it in half, you probably win the ballgame. And that's the thing that, you know, they're going to look at the total stats and just shake their head. And I mean, they know that they had an opportunity and they were still with it and were able to take it to overtime. Just unfortunately cannot close it out here. But, man, yeah, that's a tough number to look at.
Look at the individual scoring for Lower Brule. The Sioux was led by Keisham Thigh, the 6'2 senior, with 21 points tonight. But otherwise, very balanced scoring for Lower Brule. Gavin Thigh with 9, Lane Gray with 7, Brian LaRoche Jr. with 5, Ellen Londo with 5 points, 2 points for Trevin McBride, Quentin McBride with 2 points in the ballgame as well for Lower Brule. And they score 51 in the contest tonight. It was 12-10 Castlewood at the end of the fourth quarter, 27-23. The Warriors led at halftime. Lower Brule had a one-point lead at the end of three, 40-39. We were tied at 48 at the end of regulation, and we go to the overtime period. Lower Brule scores the only points of the overtime period, and they pick up the victory 51-48. Time for our... First, our big play of the game is brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. Let's hear from CHS River Plains. We'll talk about the big play of the night, the big win for Lower Brule.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we look at the big play of the game, and we look at how things settled down. There's a lot of different directions we could go here, Dustin. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, so many different. I mean, you could give it to you know, Castlewood when Nielsen went to the free throw line for three free throws. Man, so many good plays here tonight.
But we look at, in my mind, what gave him the lead to start out in the overtime period. Quentin McBride Jr. comes off the bench, an opportunity.
Good call.
To, well, not necessarily on the floor to be a scorer, to kind of provide some energy and some defense. And he gets an opportunity to go to a rim, the reverse layup, able to go down, and that gave Lower Brule the lead for good. And I think we'll call that as our play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Finally, in our post game, it is our CHS River Plains player of the game. Let's hear from CHS River Plains. We'll take care of the home team as we announce tonight's player of the game.
You asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees. Let's talk about the performance on the Castlewood side first. Tristan Nielsen with 20 points leading the Warrior attack. Lane Tweet hit 4 threes. The sophomore scored 12 points in the ballgame.
Gavin Dye with 9 points in the contest for Lower Brule, but Dustin, I think we're both in agreement as far as who our player of the game is.
Yeah, for both of us, got to be Keyshawn Thye tonight. 21 points. He also had 10 rebounds. Give him a double-double in the win this evening. I think he's a clear-cut favorite for your player of the game.
21 points for Keyshawn Thye, the 6'2 senior. He is our CHS River Plains player of the game.